Hey, redesigners, and welcome back to another episode of Women Over 50 Alive Redesigned. I am Shelley. I am your host for this podcast. And I have with me today Robin Sauls. She is the creator and founder of the print and online magazine Tangled Silver. But before we get to my conversation with Robin, I want to remind you we have a group off of Facebook. Link down below in the show notes. Come join us. Find a community of women who will support you, hold you accountable. We've got lots of resources to help you with your redesigned life after 50. I also have a newsletter that comes out twice a month, full of all kinds of good information, research-based personal growth for women over 50, and lots of other fun stuff. You'll find all that down below in the show notes. Robin fell in love with gray hair when she was young, as she would spend a lot of time brushing her grandmother's gorgeous silver locks, and that really gave her appreciation for the beauty of age. But like many women who grew up in the 70s and 80s, and even today, where we see commercials about washing that gray out of your hair, having gray hair means you've let yourself go. Robin really wanted to embrace the shades of gray in her 50s while sharing the message that we need to embrace our silver lifestyles and inspire other women to do that if they want. Robin and I talked in this episode about she couldn't find the type of resources that she wanted as she embraced her silver hair, so she created them. And I thought that was brilliant. So if there's something in your life that you can't find that you need, go out and create it. I had a great conversation with Robin. I know that you are going to enjoy it as much as I did. So time to embrace our grace. On to my conversation with Robin. I have Robin with me this morning. Thank you so much, Robin, for joining me. I really appreciate you taking your time to do this, especially since you've had a hectic morning already. So
thank you for having me.
We were talking about some of the surprises that come along when you turn 50. So I appreciate you taking your time to be here with me. So if you don't mind, just quickly introduce yourself. Tell us whatever you'd like to tell the audience about yourself and how you got into this hashtag I am silver beauty movement.
Great. My name is Robin. I am 54 years old and I have been silver, gray, whatever you want to call it now, because we all have different names. Some of us call it silver, some of us call it salt and pepper, champagne, you name it. I think there's more than 50 shades of gray out there. I like to refer to it as kind of silver tone, but I've been silver since 2018, or started my journey to silver in December of 2018 after about a year of focusing on it. And following people, looking at, seeing that all these young girls were suddenly paying to be silver, and I was hiding mine and spending a ton of money to hide it. And then just finally realized I was just tired of that. And so went into this journey of gray. And in the process, I founded the magazine, Tangled Silver Magazine, because I wasn't finding anything that inspired me the way I was looking for inspiration in my beginning of my journey. And so I'm an entrepreneur at heart. And so when I couldn't find what I was looking for, I was like, I'll just create what I'm looking for. And luckily, there was a need for it because many other women are thrilled to have it. We have wonderful writers. The gist of it, I'm an entrepreneur at heart. I follow my passions, my silver hair journey, and this aging gracefully, so to speak, has really become a passion in the last 3 to 4 years for me, and it's led me to here and to you.
I love that because I found a lot of women over 50, they're like you. I couldn't find what I wanted, so I just created it for myself, and then I brought others on my journey, which just goes to show that we are women over 50 just doing really great things out in the world. So thank you.
Right.
Thank you for sharing that. I actually was on a Facebook Live last week, I think it was, we did this whole, should we go gray? Shouldn't we go gray? The host, she was not going gray. And I obviously
am going gray. So we had this really, really fun conversation about it. What have you found with the women you talk to, the reasons that they're not going gray? What are some of the reasons that you get?
Okay. I struggle with this one a little bit because I have great ways to counter almost all of them. So I hear a lot of times, like, it's going to make me look
old. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I do. I cringe when somebody tells me that. Let me first tell you, first off, I am not anti-color in any way, shape, or form. I am anti anybody telling me I have to color if I don't want to.
Yeah.
So I like to key into that because some people go, oh, of course, you're anti-dye. You don't want, I'm like, no, I'm not anti-dye. Color to do what you feel good about yourself. But at the same time, if I feel good silver, I don't want somebody telling me I'm supposed to color because it'll make me look old. So we hear a lot of that. It's going to make you look old. It makes you look like you don't care about yourself anymore. You know what? I will tell you right now, that one really ticks me off when people say you're letting yourself go if you go silver or gray, right? I'll tell you right now, I spend more time, I know more about my hair and cosmetics and colors than I ever knew when I was coloring my hair to keep it blonde. Now that I'm silver, like I didn't pay attention to shampoos necessarily as far as what's in it, what I can do, my hat, sun, hard water, soft water. So when somebody says to you, oh, you're just not taking care of yourself anymore, I'm like, are you kidding? I take care of myself more now than ever before in my life.
Yeah.
So there's that one. And some of the people they have this fear that if they are single and over 40, let's say, and they start going silver, that all of a sudden they're not going to be able to be attracted to a man. A man's not going to look at them if they've gone silver or gray. Yeah, heck, it was just there was something on Facebook just the other day that made me so mad, that on one of the talk shows where they were talking about how the woman couldn't find a mate. She was gray. And the minute she colored her hair, all of a sudden all the men were attracted to her. Oh, my blood just boiled. I was like, I have more self-control.
Think about the message that creates.
Right.
For we are one of the things, and I'm like you, I try to be really diplomatic, but I'm like an ex-smoker. Like, once you stop smoking and people are smoking, once you stop coloring your hair, you're like this vigilant Annie out there trying to get people to go gray. But it sends a message. We're perpetuating a message. There could have been a million other reasons why that woman did not find a mate after she colored her hair.
Exactly.
You know, she could be in the right place at the right time. I don't know that necessarily, but just to be like, all of a sudden, okay, now she colored her hair and wow, look, now she's got a man. Like, that's the sole purpose of our life, right?
And even like somebody sent me the day, I do not watch Sex and the City, but somebody sent me a little link to an episode where one of the gals who started off with this new season with grayer hair suddenly decided that she was going to color it red again, like when she was young. But the comment apparently that she made during it, and I guess I didn't see it, so I'm not quoting it verbatim.
Yeah.
But what I was told is that the comment when she decided to go, that she was going to leave her dull life behind now, and suddenly she went red again. So they were almost implying, because one of the other people had been harassing her about letting her hair color come in naturally. So the message that was almost sent in that episode was like, oh, it's your life is dull if you're gray and you're gracefully aging. But yet you spunk up the minute she colored her hair again. That really made me angry. That's the message that we are still sending to women after all this time, that we're supposed to hang on to our youth. We're supposed to do whatever we have to look young, hide the wrinkles, use all these anti-aging products. And I was like, you know what? Sell me products about pro-aging that keeps me looking the way I want to look at my age. But don't try to sell me something that says anti-aging, because I'm not afraid about aging. I've earned every one of my little lines I have. You know, I've had both my hips replaced because of genetics. I've earned those scars. I've earned the wrinkles from around my eyes so it drives me nuts. They're still in such a stuck place where they want us to be molded to be what society is telling us beauty is. They're trying to define beauty. And yet so many women get caught in letting society define our beauty for us versus defining it for ourselves.
That's such a great point. And also, I say a lot, you can't out color, you can't out Botox, you can't out plastic surgery aging. There's going to come a point where you just can't do that. And a really simple example was, I colored my hair probably up until, oh gosh, it's been, I don't know, 5 years since I quit coloring my hair. First of all, Robin, I got tired of spending 2 Saturdays a week, 3 hours in a chair. And $14 over $125 to color my hair, where my hairdresser was like, there's going to come a point where I'm not going to be able to color, even color your grays. I can get as much color as I can, but at some point your gray is not going to take the color like it should. And I appreciated his honesty. And so I was sitting there, I was thinking, what the hell am I doing? Why? Oh my gosh, it's a beautiful Saturday and I'm stuck here coloring my hair because somebody told me I should. And that's really when I started questioning it. So when we look at these, when did all this start? I know you and I talked briefly about, do we know the history? And you brought up a documentary, Blonde is the New Gray. Is that
yes.
What, yeah, I'll look it up called. And drop it down below. Yeah. But so where are these messages coming from? And then another thing too, I'm sorry, I'm just like all over the place now. You're talking just really sparked a lot of questions for me. But the whole, where does that come from? And then the whole, I'm going to dye my hair red now so my life is no longer dull. That's just really a thought between your life can be whatever it is, regardless of whatever your hair color is. That makes sense.
I think that like we get caught up in things like with that whole, with the color concept. Like when I decided I was going to go silver and gray, I was leading wine events at the time. And so I was doing a lot of stuff in front of women and I had a lot of female friends. And I told my closest friends, okay, I think I'm going to let my natural hair come in. I'm going to see if I'm gray, silver, salt and pepper. And one of my closest friends looked at me and she goes, Robin, I can't do that with you. I was like, I didn't ask you to do it with me. And she was like, oh, okay. I just want to make sure. I can't. I'm like, no, I'm just telling you what I'm doing. So you're not bugging me about why I'm not at the hairdresser's this week. Right. And then my mother, what I told my mother, and my mother was one person who always harassed me about my hair. I have long hair. I love long hair. Short hair just isn't my thing. But my mother harassed me always growing up that my hair was too long. It didn't look professional in my career, blah, blah, blah. And when I told her I was going, she looked at me and said, oh, honey, I know your mother's supposed to be gray before you, but I can't do it. And I went, again, not asking you to do it, just telling you what I'm doing so you leave me alone. But now both those women have embraced their grays and natural hair.
Yeah.
3 years later, my mother now has more silver. It's the pure silver right now. And it looks beautiful. And she's thrilled with all the compliments she gets. My other friend has got salt and pepper that's gorgeous to die for. I think we get caught up in what our friends tell us, what society tells us. You go back saying how long it's dated. My first really clear memory is like in the 70s and early 80s when Clairol was all about the song, you gotta color that gray out of your hair, you gotta color that gray right out of your hair. So automatically, they were sending messages to young girls seeing commercials about that. Yeah. And then of course, the older woman who had their hair dyed so obnoxiously not real, but there were all these messages that we were supposed to keep our youth and stay young as long as possible. So like that was really my first recollection of it. And I've never been one to really say fight it. I do remember being 26 and we were doing a family photograph and my stepfather, who's no longer in the picture, hasn't been for a long time, was standing above me in the picture and he went down and said, oh, Robin, you better color that gray before you look older than your mother. At 26, I went, ah, what do you mean older than my mother? That's this fear in me. Even though my grandmother had beautiful white hair and I always thought one day I'll have hair, the idea that somebody was telling me I was going to look older than my mom at 26 really put me in panic mode. So then I literally spent the next 20 years easily coloring, spending so much money going highlights, this, that, you know, trying to keep my grays from coming. And it wasn't, like I said, until 2018, well, probably about 2017, where I really started getting tired. And 2017, it seemed like a lot of younger girls were getting their hair silver. And we were about 9 months after my daughter's wedding. And I said to her, so Elle, I'm thinking about letting my natural color come in. But you're getting married, so I can wait till after the wedding if you want. And my daughter looked at me, which is a mentality that the younger generation has that we didn't get brought up with necessarily. And she was like, do it, Mom. Girls my age are paying for it, and you've got it for free. I was like,
that sounds like my daughter. Yeah.
So it was like, of course, my husband's, what do you mean? I've been telling you to go gray for a while now. You ignore me. Your daughter tells you that it's okay. But it was like that mentality. What was the message I was sending my daughter if I was still trying to hide behind what it is? And again, I'm not anti-color. So if somebody feels good about themselves being blonde or red or brunette or black haired, whatever, that's great if that's how you feel good. But I was at a place where I wasn't feeling good and my shades of blonde were getting, sometimes they'd be really golden, then they'd be really like almost brownish golden, then they'd be really white, like they didn't look real on me. And even though at the time there were times I thought, oh, this looks really good, I compare those pictures to my hair now and I'm like, what was I thinking? So for me, the confidence boost was really in just embracing myself.
Yeah.
And just really going, okay, I'm now at a point in my age where, you know what, I don't care about what other people think about me in a sense. Like what I'm doing with the, what I'm doing on top of my head, the crown of my head, is not hurting anybody else. If I'm silver, if I'm red, those choices don't hurt you or hurt somebody else. It's all about how I feel about myself. And so I was finally at the place to grab it. And then I can't tell you, I had no clue that embracing what was just a color choice in the beginning has opened up so much in my life right now that I'm like, why didn't I do this when I was 26? Like, holy Toledo. I feel like I had this, it's my soup. My silver hair started my superpowers of confidence and radiance and just not being afraid to tell everybody whatever. You don't have to hide from being, letting your grace come in here.
What do you think would have happened if at 26, no one said anything about your gray hair? What if no one had said to you that, like, hadn't put that thought in your head? That's what happens, is you said it just now. Right. We let these thoughts get into our head, we let other people tell us what we should do, how we should look. And then one of the things that really frustrates me is we let the media and the ads tell us what our hair should look like. Because I remember those too. My mom, when I was in middle school and high school in the 70s, oh my gosh, my mom would color her hair, and who knows what color it would be. It could be red, it could be whatever. And she used the home perms, and of course her hair was fried. And when I was 22, she had to have surgery to remove an aneurysm on her brain. So they shaved half her head and she just went ahead and shaved the other half. And I tell you what, Robin, her hair came in this really gorgeous silver, white, soft. And I looked at her and I said, Mom, if you ever color your hair again, I'm going to throttle you. Seriously. You look so good. And when I look back at my wedding pictures of my mom where her hair is dyed, because she grayed really well early, what we consider early. I look at her black hair and I'm like, oh my gosh, you really look awful. Not you, sorry, Mom. but you really look awful.
Right.
So I think part of it is this leads to a question I have, is how can we have conversations with those who aren't coloring their hair, and they say, are you not coloring your hair because someone else is telling you that's the thing you shouldn't do? Or are you not coloring your hair because it's the thing that you truly have thought about, this is what I want to do? Right. I don't know that you can differentiate that, because we've been bombarded with so many messages over the decades.
I think that's a key thing. Like, I will tell you that by the time I'm having those conversations with women, it's usually because they've come across like the magazine. So they've already they're already thinking at that point. So I'm never really asking them what really made them decide to do that. Some women are doing it because of health reasons. There's a lot of toxic chemicals in those dyes. And because as we get older and our hormones change and our DNA, kind of all that stuff plays into play. Maybe when you were in your 20s, you weren't allergic to those dyes, right? So you didn't notice it. But now all of a sudden your hormones are changing. All of a sudden what didn't bother you 5 years ago suddenly is causing itching and burning on your scalp. So I didn't have that experience for me. It wasn't because I had to stop. But it is hard to have that conversation. There's lots of different things. And a lot of COVID, let's say the one good thing that came out of COVID was that a lot of people were forced to let their natural hair have a chance at coming in. Yeah. And I think many were surprised that it was better than they thought it was going to be, maybe, right?
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, okay, but let me go a little bit longer. Let me see what this looks like all the way. Because for a good solid year, if not more than that, we really didn't have a choice but to let whatever nature was doing, unless you went and bought the
That's how my hair got this length. I actually had 4 inches cut off a couple of weeks ago. So my hair hasn't been this long since I was like 12.
I love it. But I already told you that I'm partial to long hair.
Yeah.
I love some of the funky cute short styles that some of the Silver Sisters are doing that are really fun. But I just know that those aren't something I would rock just because of who I am. I worked in a nursing home at 17 and there was a little little white haired woman with super long hair, and she would brush her hair. She had dementia. We didn't know that's what it was back then. Yeah. But she had dementia. She would brush her hair like 100 strokes a day. And I always thought to myself, ooh, that's going to be me when I'm in my 90s. I'm going to have that long hair. Nobody's going to be able to cut my hair. I just didn't realize I would embrace it a lot earlier than in my 90s because of everything that was going on around. So I think those conversations are, I think it's I think when you have those conversations, depending on who you're having them with, if women are very anti wanting you to defend why you've gone gray, right? Or why you're letting your natural colors come in, I remind people that that kind of falls back on them. That's not really about the color exactly. that you're choosing for yourself. It's really more about whatever their inner story is about why they don't think it's okay or don't want it. And maybe that story is being told to them from parents, boyfriends, husbands, society, movie stars. I mean, let's face it, people like George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Richard Gere, they go gray and we're all like, ooh. But a woman lets her natural colors come in and suddenly it's like, oh, she's getting old. Oh, you know, we might not have any more roles for her because she's looking older. She's not like looking like she's 20 something. So I think that a lot of that, those conversations get started with women that maybe want to do it, but aren't sure how to make it okay for themselves, because there's been so much energy saying it's not okay. So I think that's how that starts, in a sense.
Yeah. And it's so hard to get out of is with anything when you're over 50, not just the color of your hair, but everything right. we do in life, because we've been upon stuff upon us over the years of how we right. should think, you know, what we should do, get married, have kids, have a job. And then all of a sudden you're 50 and you're like, what in the hell do I do now? My kids are gone. My partner's gone. I'm left my right. job. So we really feel lost. But Robin, I have so many women say to me, I love your gray hair, but I could never do that.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm like, mm-hmm. why? It wouldn't look that. How do you know? It's like your mom used to say, how do you know until right. you try it? It's hair. It will come back. But they're always saying, I love your hair. I wish I could do that, but I can't. And I know I'm going to get email on this. So I want to reiterate that Robin and I are not anti.
You be color, you.
Yeah. Right. You be you. What we are anti is letting others dictate your hair.
Right.
That society is saying to you. Else. Yeah. Society saying to you, don't go gray because you're going to be old. It's like a catch-22. So I always encourage women to embracing the gray or embracing the wrinkles or menopause, whatever right. is happening to right. you. Is the first step in acknowledging to yourself it's okay. And then what you're saying to others is, I'm not going to let you dictate to me anymore what I'm going to do with my life. And the more we do that, it will stop. People will stop right. saying, don't go gray, you won't get a man. Don't go gray, you're letting yourself go. Don't go gray, you'll look tired and old or whatever. So I really try to reiterate that to women is, you can't rail against society's perception of you if you are buying into the anti-aging, excuse my right. language, bullshit.
No, I 100% agree with you. That's one of the reasons why we launched this year for 2022. We decided to actually also embrace a movement and go, I am Silver Beauty, or I am Silver Beauty Movement, because silver is not just the hair color. It's like the lifestyle that we come into. Like,
yes, I love that, by the way. I love that.
Yeah, it's a silver lifestyle in a sense. It used to be, I can remember being 20 thinking, oh my God, I don't ever want to be 30. Oh, you're 30. Oh, I don't want to be 40. 40. Oh my God, I'm 50. But that's such a silly message that we send ourselves to fight the fact that this is just part of life. We're born, we live, we're going to die at some point in time. But your life isn't half over just because you're 50, even though people go, you're midlife. Yeah, but you know what? This is my time of life. We truly get to come into our own because we've kind of gotten through all the garbage of what everybody else has been yeah. telling us we're supposed to be doing. And we're like, oh, okay. You follow along with it so long. And then you just get to the point where you're like, okay, I'm kind of tired of that. And so the I Am Silver Beauty is not just for those with silver hair, but it's just meant to be this next part of life. But I do think it's important for those who are embracing their grays to tell themselves daily that I am beautiful, because not everybody else is going to agree with you. Not everybody else is going to see your hair as beautiful because they're still going to be stuck in some of their thought processes. But I think if you're embracing it, it's really important to look at yourself and be confident in the choices you've made, because it's about being authentic to you, not to everybody else. You don't owe anybody an explanation as to why you decided to go gray. Yeah. They keep telling us, like, everybody goes, well, why'd you do it? Oh, you must be sick. Oh, you must be allergic. That's why you went gray. Like, it's unfathomable for some people to think that I just chose to do it because I wanted to. Like,
that's a good point. Yeah.
Yes, there are some people that have health issues that have no choice. Maybe they really didn't want to go gray, but because of health, they had to. But for me, I always get, why'd you decide to do it? And I just was tired and I just wanted to see what it would look like. It's hair. I gave myself 2 years and said, if I don't like it, I can color again in 2 years.
Yeah.
But in that 2 year process, I fell more in love with myself beyond the color of the hair. Like I said, it went from a color choice initially to all these other layers of myself that I started realizing, like, wow, like things I looked at from a distance and went, I really love that boho kind of vibey feel clothing, but I could never wear that.
Yeah.
Now I wear that all the time. And I love how I feel like I've just, there were all these things I thought I wanted to do, but I was afraid to do because it's not what my little bubble was supposed to look like, according to family and friends around me. Like I was put in this, like, you're supposed to be right here, Robin. This is where you're supposed to stay. Don't you dare step out of that bubble. Nope, you got to be right back there.
Yeah.
And going silver and embracing just this next stage, you can fight it and be miserable. You fight your age, worry about wrinkles, spend thousands of dollars doing all sorts of cosmetic stuff that you want to do. And again, if you want to do it and that makes you happy, then do it. But for me, I really just wanted to stop. I wanted to send a message that it's okay to be me. It's okay to be you. It's okay to be gray, silver, and using that I am silver beauty just as a way to jump out. Because there were so many things, you know, there's other Dove does, what is that? I am beautiful, which is great for women in general. But when you see most of the women they use in those commercials and those kind of things, they're younger women.
Yeah.
There's not very many people that have the gray, especially. And so I just really wanted us to have our own kind of movement to say, you know what, I'm embracing my silvers and I'm not afraid to show you I'm embracing them.
You know, I just had a huge aha moment while you were talking. Huge. I start typically, like I started this conversation with gray, is that I got tired of spending money and sitting in the chair, which was part of it. But then what message does that send as well? And a lot of times it's surface stuff. Maybe if I had really thought about the process of going gray, I could have spent a little more time and be like, is that really the reason? What was the real reason? But I guess whatever gets you started is good, right? But right. I just was thinking about what message do I want to send when, well, I went gray because I got tired of spending the money. Was it really? Was that it? But at least it got me started. Shoot, now I had another thought and the train left without me. I hate that when that happens. It'll come back to me eventually. Yeah, embrace your aging, embrace your gray hair, embrace your wrinkles, because it doesn't mean that we're becoming shriveled old prunes. And no. You're a perfect example. So let's talk about, if you don't mind, let's talk about your magazine a little bit. What sure. do you do? How'd you get started? Where can we find you? What great things do you have going on in the magazine?
You got it. So the magazine officially launched with its first issue published and delivered in January of 2020. I never intended it for it to actually be a full-blown magazine. Originally, it was just my love letter to the silver community and the silver sisters I'd been following. Like I said, I'm very visual and wasn't finding what I was looking for. And I had all the teen magazines as a teenager. I kept all those until probably about 15 years ago when I finally threw them out. I hate to admit that, but I'm a collector of that sort of stuff. So I love visual stuff. So when I couldn't find anything, I was like, it was going into October, November of 2018. I was like, this is frustrating. December, I was like, I think I want to do this. And then I got a wild hair, silver strand, and made an announcement in December on my Instagram account that, hey, January 15th, launching Tangled Silver Magazine. And my husband goes, do you even have a magazine yet? I'm like, no. Do you realize today's December 15th? I'm like, yep. I got 4 weeks to put this baby together. Do you have any women yet to put in there? I'm like, no, but I know who I'm going to go ask. And he's, oh, honey. And I'm like, just watch this. I'm like, and so I reached out, and the first magazine really wasn't as, it was great. I didn't really know where I wanted to go with it necessarily. I was spotlighting women, but we weren't really sharing their stories yet. And I do have some magazine background in my wine business because I love to write as well. I had started a magazine called Sip on Life, which I was featuring women winemakers and their stories. So it rolled over into going from doing the wine magazine and women winemakers to what I was passionate about now, which is women and really wanting to celebrate them. So the magazine is really about embracing yourself, celebrating, or it's like an issue, celebrate her, be inspired. We are quarterly. This year we've added, so we're quarterly print. This year we've added two additional digital issues that will come out. That's kind of special issues in the spring and the fall. And really the magazine is just chock full of silver wisdom, is what I would like to say. There's information on specifically taking care of your silvers and stuff. And there's information, like, for instance, about, we have one of our CPAC writers shares her experiences being 50 and silver and single. We've got women that are in there sharing about specific hair care. We've got a cosmetologist and conversationalist that talks really about the color pieces of things. Just really anything that really involves this lifestyle. We've got menopause conversations. I was laughing this first issue. What I really love is we are global. So we have an audience around the world, which is what I really wanted to do. And the magazine is by and for Silver Sisters around the globe, meaning that our writers, our menopause writer this month gave us a beautiful thing about menopause issues. And the way she's from Germany, but it's just a great conversation. And she's silver and she gets it. And more than anything, the camaraderie in this meeting really, I think, speaks to us, because there's nothing worse than having somebody who is not silver, not going through the experience, trying to tell you what you should or shouldn't be doing with what you're choosing to do right now. It's really hard for me when somebody who has, for instance, is color in their hair, and that's not a problem, but they're looking at me telling me, oh no, you just told me that you do with your hair is not right for your hair. You shouldn't be doing that at all. You're going to dry your hair, blah, blah, blah. You're not silver, so you can't tell me that what I'm doing is not going to work, especially if I'm telling you it's working for me.
Right,
There's information, like we have a great article about how to find the right hairdresser for you, because a lot of times when we want to do this, or women want to do this, the first place we start at is we ask our hairstylist about it. And if you have a hairstylist that is, I don't say anti-gray, you know, it's not on the same bandwagon as you are about letting your grays come in, it can cause a lot of mental blocks for you. Yeah. Your hairdresser is telling you, oh no, that's gonna make you look old, or no, like those things can make you step back and go, no, she's telling me I shouldn't do it, maybe I shouldn't do it, she's the professional. So it's just really an enlightening way to share the ride. So there's lots of good stories. You meet women. Can I show you the magazine real quick?
Oh yes, please.
So the current issue, I don't know if you can see this, Ashley from Mexico. She is wonderful, but so hard when you're trying to do a little pack.
Nice.
We've got stories. So when we introduce you to women, we share women's stories. So we go in there, and some of the stories are about their journey to gray. Some of them are about what they've experienced since going gray. We like to address business women that are taking their silver life to the next stage. So there's a lot of women, for instance, this woman, she was a church secretary up until embraced her, and she had a photographer friend ask her if he could take some pictures of her just for fun. She's now a model for silver women. And what I love about her is that she will tell you that, yes, there are a lot of times that she's getting advertisements that are for older products that actually make her look maybe older than what she truly is, but she's okay with it because she's representing a healthy woman embracing her life.
Yeah.
And so that's really what it is. The magazine is our love letter to the community. It's meant to inspire. It's meant to hopefully answer some questions for those along the way. Right now, we're not actually in stores. We are working on that this year to get into some of the bigger markets. But you can find us online right now at titledsilvermagazine.com. You can get it digitally. I am such a hands person that I wanted to make sure that we had print.
Yeah.
And so our print issues, I think, are really special. They're heavy, kind of more of a tabletop book was my goal, so you wouldn't just read it and throw it away, because I think the information is just so valuable. And then also, because there are a lot of people that prefer digital, we wanted to make sure there was a digital version. So it's either or, you can have both. It's pretty easy to get a hold of it. And just a love letter. Every month we have new things. This year we did add introducing the silver men. The silver guys seem to get a lot of recognition mostly anyways, but there's a core of silver, I'm going to call silver brothers, that really support women going silver as well. And so this year we've started sharing one of them each quarter with somebody who's been really supportive of women embracing their silvers, because it's fearful for women. Okay, a man's not going to be attracted to me anymore. I think that's like almost ingrained in us when we're born, that we're supposed to find a mate.
Yeah.
And so you have to do whatever you have to do to stay attractive to find a mate. And yet, and getting older, you're not attractive if you're older. So I think that we really wanted to share that there are a lot of men. And what I loved too is that our first gentleman of 2022 shared that he also got a lot of flack because he went gray at a much younger age than most of his friends. And it was interesting hearing him talk about how he got flack for that, because you don't picture the guys giving him flack for it. They were calling him like the old George Clooney and stuff like that. Like, you just don't picture that.
Yeah.
But it was interesting seeing him give his perspective on what it was for him to accept his grays.
You are seeing, I just saw a commercial for Botox for Men like a week ago. And that, I was like, what? That's a thing? So I love the idea of your magazine. I love that you've embraced the I Am Silver Beauty movement and made it beyond just the hair, because it is really, it's never about what it's about. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's
right.
not always just about our hair. It's about a mindset and the things that come with gray hair, like menopause and empty nest and career changes and all those things that often happen to us. One of the things that I do that I like to do is if I see a woman out in public with gray hair, I will compliment her hair. I will chase her down.
Oh yeah. Yes.
Chase her. Wait, I love your hair. So I think that's important. You always encourage other women to, by saying, hey, I love your hair. It looks great.
Yeah, I did chase somebody. I was in Sprouts 2 weeks ago and a woman working there has the most beautiful gray hair. I've been noticing her for weeks. I'm like, okay, that's it. I pulled out my little business card, walked up to her, said, I just have to tell you how beautiful hair. And she went, oh, okay. And I go, here's my card. I do this magazine. She's, oh, okay. And she put it away. Now she was busy though at the moment.
Yeah, right?
She called me like 3 days later and she's, oh, I had a chance to look at your card more. She was, I was working. I'm like, no, I get it. But when I walked away from her, my husband goes, she probably thinks you're stalking her. I'm like, I kind of did stalk her. I watched her for a couple of weeks and her hair was beautiful. I finally had to tell her that, because I don't think, again, we hear it enough, regardless of what color your hair is. Women need to be told we're beautiful, we're needed, we're wanted, we're, you know, just something. Even if it's just the simplest one, just saying, hey, you look great today.
Yeah.
Can change our overall mentality for the day. If we're not feeling good and somebody says that, you're just like, oh man, thanks. But I think it's even more important when you're embracing this next stage that we especially tell ourselves that is. So like I have a mirror, I have a little antique mirror that was my grandmother's, and I have a little sticky note that says, I am Silver Beauty on it. It's on it. And the only reason I use that mirror is to remind myself daily about that. So that on those days that you're having like an off day, because we have off days, just because it's going to happen no matter what. It's just nice to reinforce that to myself, because what we speak to ourselves is even so much more important than what society is telling us. And we have to drown out society's voices these days.
Oh, yes. I love it. Let your voice be the loudest voice that you hear every day and in a good, positive way. We're getting a bunch of sleet and ice storm here today.
Ooh.
So I keep hearing these noises outside. Another thing too, I want to touch on briefly before we wrap up is that you said all of a sudden you had this idea, so I'm going to do this. And I'm going to launch it in 4 weeks. That's what I did with the podcast in a month.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So I love that, because a lot of women over 50 get really fearful about putting them out there, themselves out there in that way, or embracing technology or whatever. So I love the example you gave. And I really want my listeners to hear this, is that you can do whatever. You can create whatever you want to create. My first couple of podcasts, oh my God, they sucked. They're like, oh, you know, this is awful. You don't know until, and like with your magazine, now look what you've blossomed to in 2 years. So I just love it. And I will post I will give the links to your magazine, everything down below as well. My listeners.
You just made me think of when you said that about being 50 and getting through all this stuff. So yes, I had some magazine background, but before any of that magazine background, like, we shouldn't be afraid of experimenting with things. Like, I'm still learning with this magazine, layout designs, all those sort of things that I was, you know, all new. So I don't think we should ever be afraid. If you're passionate about something and you have this thought that you want to do it, if you really want it and your heart is telling you that, you're going to find a way to learn the things you need to learn.
Exactly.
It may not be easy. Like we are doing French and Spanish versions of the magazine that we were supposed to launch about a week ago, but we are still struggling with the logistics of the programs working together to transform the magazine into those languages right now. That could make me want to just, you know, hide and cry. But instead, I'm learning skills that if you'd asked me 10 years ago if I would have some of the skills I have now, I would tell you probably not. So yeah, we should definitely not be afraid of jumping into it, especially if it's something we're passionate about, like your podcast.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't imagine. And much like you talked about, just the women I've met who I've become friends with. And I'll tell you right now, Robin, I love my podcast guests. So it's not like we have a conversation and then you never hear from me again.
Yeah, we go bye-bye, right? Yeah.
So we become friends. And I just feel like the more that we women over 50 create these communities, like your Silver Beauty movement, my Life Redesigned community, and get that support, there'll be no stopping us. And another important thing too, which is what I was going to say earlier, is that the message that we send to the daughters and the granddaughters. My mother dyed her hair until she had the brain aneurysm. And so my mindset was, I'm going to have to dye my hair, otherwise I'll, that's just what women do. And then I've stopped it. And my daughter, who's 37, Robin, now tells me, I can't wait to be 50. Because she sees,
that's awesome.
She sees, first of all, Cecily will be gone. Her daughter will be out of the house. But beyond that, because I look at my mom at 50 and I'm like, oh my gosh, she was old. And not just because I was 20, but
right.
She was just old. And I remember my grandma, she was like really old. And so I can see my mother never, oh my gosh, my mother never would have done this ever.
Yeah. When you say that, I think there's that mindset of, we're not our grandmother's grandmothers, right? Like in today's society, we're not your grandma's granny, right? Like think about like all the things, it's like hair up in a bun, old and crutched. Well, that's definitely how I look. All I, what I have to say, like my, so I have my daughter, but all she has is four boys. So I also am aware of the message that we're sending to men
exactly.
as well. About
how to birth. Yeah.
And my 3-year-old grandson, he will tell you his Nona has Elsa hair.
Oh, I love
He's
it.
Like, I have Elsa hair. I'm like, okay, I don't care what anybody else says to me. My grandson thinks I have Elsa hair. That rocks my world.
Yeah. So on everybody else, that's all that matters,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Hey, well, what a fun conversation. Hey, before we wrap up, if you have any final words of wisdom for the audience, if not, that's fine. But what would you like to leave my listeners with?
I think I gave your listeners everything I had right here in this part. Feel free, like you, I love to connect with people. So you can reach out to me directly if you have questions about silver. My email is pretty easy. It's just Robin with an I at tangledsilvermag.com.
I'll drop it all that down below.
Yeah, I never want to be somebody who can't be reachable or touchable, because that's part of what our community is about, is connected and supporting each other. So if anybody has questions and you didn't feel like you got something out of here and you need more, feel free to reach out to me. I won't always get back to you immediately because I've got lots going on as well, but I will get back to you because that's something important to me.
Awesome. Hey, Robin, thanks so much. I really appreciate this conversation.